Now, some broadcasters really do deserve a birthday mention.
Clement Freud, it is your turn. Do talk this time for 60 seconds on The English Nanny, starting now.
The English Nanny is a great institution, but afterwards...
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but around the world.
Happy birthday, Nicholas Parsons. He's 92 and still on air, and there he was in his 90s and in his 50s. And whilst we're dealing with radio royalty, a debut 75 years ago for what became a familiar voice.
Today, Princess Elizabeth is herself to take part in the Children's Hour and speak to the children of the Empire at home and overseas.
In wishing you all good evening, I feel that I am speaking to friends and companions who have shared with my sister and myself many a happy children's hour.
Her Majesty the Queen, then a 14-year-old princess, on air for the first time this week in 1940. But what happened to her? What happened to her sister?
My sister is by my side.
Oh, okay.
And we are both going to say good night to you.
Oh.
Come on, Margaret.
Come on, Margaret.
Good night, children. Good night, and good luck to you all.
Good night. And after that broadcast, which everybody heard, of course, apparently, "Come on, Margaret," became a catchphrase for children across the United Kingdom.
Come on, Margaret.
Brilliant stuff. And if anyone ever says that delivery and language don't change over the years, just listen to that. This week, last year, radio got a surprise new princess, and Five Live broke the story.
He's already halfway through gender reassignment treatment, and this week has changed his name to Stephanie. This is his first interview where Simon has been addressed as Stephanie. So why tell the world now?
Because I got to a point in my life where I had to stop doing what I was doing to have some time out to focus on me, because I've devoted my entire life to radio. And
from what age?
I knew that I wanted to be on the radio from about eight or nine.
Stephanie Hurst making that big announcement this week in 2014, and what a year it's been for her, and a great 40th birthday party the other weekend. Another 40th birthday too for commercial radio this week, for the 15th station in what was the independent local radio network.
For the very first time in the south of England, with the time just gone 1 o'clock, on Tuesday, October 14th, 1975, on 257 metres medium wave and 95 megahertz VHF in stereo, this is Radio Victory.
We've had a message from the police at Southsea to say that a lady has found a pregnant Siamese cat in her backyard. It may well be that somebody called us earlier to announce that they'd lost their cat. If so, if they'd like to give the lady a call on Portsmouth 35059, she has a pregnant Siamese cat in her backyard. Portsmouth 35059. Thank you very much, madam.
How many years is it since we called listeners madam and read out their phone numbers too? Radio Victory launching in Portsmouth this week in 1975. Its license wasn't renewed 10 years later and the station closed. 2 years before that launch came commercial radio's first music station.
The date is October the 16th, 1973. The time... 5 a.m.
And the reason why Capital still owns London, despite everyone else scrabbling around in the dust, is because Capital puts back into its audience what it takes out. It still does Help a London Child. They raise £1 million a time. You know, it still does flat share. It still does the job finder things. It does all of those things that make it a service for the people. It does good news, great sport. I mean, that's a full-service radio station, and I still think a great full-service radio station knocks spots off any narrowcaster.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This, for the very first time, is Capital Radio.
The first programme director, Michael Bucht, speaking in 1998 about Capital, the station he launched this week 42 years ago. Astute followers of Radio Moments may argue that commercial radio was around in Britain many years before that, and in a sense it was. This week in 1931, the IBC Radio Normandy made its first transmission to Britain.
This is Radio Normandy broadcasting on its new wavelength of 274 metres.
Here is a very interesting announcement for everyone, more especially for our lady listeners.
Greenest cream is made from the finest and purest vegetable materials obtainable.
Radio Normandy, which first broadcast to our shores 84 years ago, and along with Radio Luxembourg, became much listened to here at some of our earliest commercial radio. It's 5 years this week since Chris Evans told Richard Bacon that he thought Chris Moyles was too old for Radio 1 Breakfast.
Chris has got to go somewhere else next, because he's it's time for him to leave, isn't it?
I would say.
I think so.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is it time for him to leave?
Well, because he's broken all the records. He's been the longest ever serving DJ on Radio 1, I think. I think he broke Tony Blackburn's record last year. I think that he's way out of the demographic already of the listenership.
Radio 1 Breakfast had 16 presenters in all. The shortest official tenancy came to an end this week, 18 years ago.
Anyway, it says, will today's show be on Listen Again in case we miss it? I don't think so.
No.
Friday's
not very
be.
Good. I mean, this first bit's been all right, but the next hour and 20 minutes, rotten.
Probably.
Mark and Lard, who ended their time on Radio 1 Breakfast after just 8 months this week in 1997. Some station names didn't last too long either. One of those was Wiltshire Radio.
Scott Joplin's The Entertainer, as performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra on behalf of Wiltshire Radio. It's a double A-side record. On the other A-side, if you see what I mean, is the Wiltshire Radio theme, which if you get up extremely early in the morning or you listen to us at 10 o'clock at night, you'll hear us play to open and close the station. If you'd like to buy that record, cost you just £1, rather less than your average single.
The launch of Wiltshire Radio this week in 82. It became GWR 4 years later. So, with the first Saga station coming on air 14 years ago...
We'll be playing melodic popular records from the 40s to the present day.
Chiltern Radio launching from Dunstable 34 years ago, now Hart.
From today on, you're going to hear the very best in broadcasting in Hertfordshire, Bedfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Any questions beginning 67 years ago from Winchester?
Do you consider that we shall ever again be able to go to the butcher and grocer and order what quantity and kind of meat and fats we require?
Lovely Island FM, launching in Guernsey 23 years ago.
We're now going live to our reception where Deputy Valerie Renner, President of the Broadcasting Committee, will officially open the station by unveiling a plaque.
The song Je T'aime, banned by most stations 46 years ago. And with Digital One, awarded the first national DAB multiplex license 17 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments!